VFR versus IFR. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Galatians 3 verse 1. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. Living by grace is the antithesis to the way that man has learned to live in this world. The life of grace can only be understood if one has learned how to live by faith and then apply it. You see, living by faith does not come naturally. Indeed, it's a most unnatural way to live. But it is nonetheless a fact of the Christian life. The reason is that the human mind thinks that we can merit something from God, and this is the basis of all religious thinking and much Christian teaching. If only we would take to heart what is laid out in Scripture and just believe him. Most of us have to admit that we went for years as a believer not knowing how to believe. Probably most of us still admit that faith can be difficult. Yet faith is what is required, and without faith it is impossible to please God. Let me give you an aeronautical example. A pilot of an aeroplane has two methods to fly his craft. He has two ways he can navigate his aeroplane, either VFR or IFR. VFR means visual flight rules. IFR means instrumental flight rules. VFR, or visual flight rule flying, means that you can navigate the plane by means of sight. You look at the horizon to recognise your relationship to the earth. You bank left or right and return to your position by means of what you see. IFR, or instrumental flight rule flying, means that you have no outside frame of reference by which to navigate, nothing. You have no input or feedback from your senses at all. You navigate your craft only by means of what you read on the instrument panel. You have to trust the instrument panel over feelings, sight, logic, and human reasoning. VFR, or visual flight rules, is hair-raising navigation, and more often than not results in tragedy. IFR, or instrumental flight rules, is the most unnatural thing to do, and yet it's tried, tested and safe. Most Christians live their lives the VFR way rather than the IFR way, by the visual flight rules of life. They live by sight and feelings rather than the word of God. They live the law works merit way rather than the grace faith promise way. How frustrated Paul was with the Galatian believers who used the visual flight rules of life rather than living God's way. Oh, you foolish Galatians, he asks, did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by believing what you heard? These Galatian Christians believed the gospel of grace and then returned to the old ways of law. These men and women moved from darkness to light, from bondage to freedom, from death to life. They had been freed from the law of condemnation to that of liberty and life, and yet they willingly returned to the old ways of death, despite Paul's careful teaching. And exactly the same thing is happening today. Every believer has been saved by grace through faith and placed in union with Christ, baptized into his death, and was identified with him the moment they believed. They have learned the liberating truth of grace, but then reverted to a Christian life under law. Every believer is identified with the law the moment they trust him, forever. And all we have to do is believe. But this is counter to human logic. We are asked to believe what we do not see or feel, and this runs counter to human reasoning. We are asked to have a confidence in the intangible and invisible promises of God, and a conviction that God is faithful to keep his promises, even though we cannot see it or experience it with our five senses. We have been asked to trust God, even though we don't understand, and are expected to live our lives trusting Him to navigate using His instrument flight rules, rather than the more comfortable visual flight rules of life. To live our Christian lives by God's grace, faith, promise rules, rather than the more logical law, works, merit rules, requires us to live by faith and not by sight. It often means that we need to re-examine our Christian life and all that we have been taught in the past. As we explore these scripture passages, may we exhibit a teachable spirit so that we grow in grace and in a knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, so that we walk the grace, faith, promise way, or fly the IFR way, rather than slipping into the law, works, merit way, the VFR way.